Jerry Bader program. I'm Seth Meal. I'm sitting in for Jerry this week. I hope you don't mind. The phone number, 888-455-1360. Speaking of the phones, let's talk to Andrew in Green Bay. Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Not too bad, other than that that flame out the Brewer bullpen did again yesterday. This is not a humanitarian crisis. This is an Obamatarian crisis. That's nothing more than a bona fide drive for more American Communist Party voters. All he wants to do is turn Texas blue, and then no Republican will ever win.
Yeah, I think it's even bigger than the influx of Democrat voters. I truly do. I think Obama was very serious when he said he wanted to fundamentally change the United States of America. I have said from the very beginning, and I will hold on to this, I truly believe he wants to see us removed as a world power, a leader, and basically be on equal footing with the rest of the world. He wants the third world nations brought up, and he wants the superpower America brought to equal level. I won't say brought down, because I don't think he believes that we should be destroyed, but he definitely, according to his actions, believes that we should not be exceptional. We should not be the richest, most powerful. Everybody deserves the same, you know, the same rights and privileges, etc. That's what I think.
I think he does want to destroy us, and there actually is one world power, and his name is Vladimir Putin. He can pretty much do anything he freaking wants, anytime he wants, except win an Olympic gold medal in hockey. Boo, sniff.
Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate your comments. That's great. Thanks for listening to the program. We're going to get to the issue of Vladimir Putin here very, very quickly. Yes, Vlad seems to have no fear of anyone right now. Vladimir Putin has done a very impressive job in directing what is going on in the world right now. President Obama, I believe during his address to West Point, said that American policies had done a great job of containing and isolating Russia. Either that is one of the most ignorant comments the president has made, or he's blatantly lying, hoping that we just, yep, I believe it because the president said it. It must be true. I don't believe the president of the United States is a stupid man. He is not ignorant. I will lean toward he is a bold-faced liar. All right, last but not least, as far as the border issue is concerned, I believe the last time you and I sat down here with a cup of coffee and had a conversation, we talked about Glenn Beck's relief efforts and how much of a flack he got. And you know, when I brought it up and said, should we be involved as well, I got a lot of negative comments, too, of, no, we don't help illegals in the country. But Mercury One is the name of Glenn Beck's charity. And I got a little bit of an update on what he did. Apparently, the relief efforts that they brought down there is, from those that are on the ground working in that area, the most effort, most relief, food, clothing, games for the kids. Now, this is directed at the children. Please keep this in mind. It is to the children that are illegal immigrants coming into this country, not so much the family units that we talked about earlier, but the children. They said that this is one of the biggest relief efforts ever made in the last 25 years. One of the event coordinators, with a church down there, who sits about a mile from the border in Mission, Texas, he says that other organizations have offered help at the border, but nothing to match the magnitude of what Mercury One has done. Quote, Mercury One is one of the greatest organizations that have been in contact, that I've been in contact with or connected with. Over the weekend, they provided food, clothing, water, toys, etc. to illegal immigrant children who have been streaming into the United States. One of the individuals there, another pastor of another church, said that Mercury One's charity efforts were a phenomenal job, and again reiterated that it's just one of the biggest, most successful efforts that they have seen, period. And again, it brings up the issue of the humanitarian issue here. These are children that need our help. After they are fed, and given clean clothes and had their medical issues taken a look at and treated. What should happen to them? Should they be sent to foster homes? Should they be processed in and sent to their relatives here in the United States? No. They go home. And those individuals that say, hey, this child coming over is mine, we send them home too. We say, oh, this is yours? Let me see your papers. Oh, you're here illegally too? Pack your bags, baby. You're going home too. All right, let's go to Jeannie in Athens. Thanks for calling, Jeannie. What's on your mind?
Well, hi. I just have to say, I think we can talk to her blue in the face, but I don't think Obama's going to do anything about this. I think he's just watching the situation like we all are. And if our southern border governors don't take control of the situation, we will maybe eventually look like a third world country. Not that we want to, because there's absolutely nothing we can do about it, unless you got a good idea.
I have good ideas, right? Well,
but
I have good ideas, but people have a tendency to think I am a little bit too harsh. The states have a crisis on their hands, and the 10th Amendment to the Constitution says that if it is not clearly defined in the Constitution, the states have authority. And I believe that Governor Perry calling up the National Guard possibly to secure the border is a very good idea. The problem that comes in, it's the politics, is that when the National Guard is activated, if it is a state issue, well, the state's got to pay for it, and the state only has so much money. If the state wants the federal dollars to come in and pay for the National Guard to be activated and do what they do, there has to be a declared state of emergency. Well, if Rick Perry asks the government to declare a state of emergency, or he does, then he and Obama are going to fight. They're going to argue, and that there is an issue of funding for the state of Texas. It's all about the money. All right, that wraps it up for immigration. Jeannie, thanks for calling in. We're going to change gears and shift to what kind of impact do you have on those around you when we come back. I'm Seth Mila, sitting in for Jerry Bader.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybadershow.com.